I love children's Christmas pageants. The story is told of a young child who was given the part of the announcing angel. The child had one line: "I bring you good tidings of great joy." Actually, the line was a bit difficult, especially the tidings part. The teacher explained to the child that tidings means news. Good tidings is good news. On the day of the pageant, even with a lot of practice at home, the child was very nervous. And when it came time for the line, stage fright hit. The child drew a blank, a total blank. On the side, the teacher was trying to encourage the child. Trying to remember the line, the child finally blurted out with a loud voice, "Have I got good news for you?" I love that translation of the announcing angel of the Christmas story. Have I got good news for you? And it is good news today. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This is good news. The announcing angel said that there's good news of great joy. Who needs good and joyful news today? Have you ever watched a newscast which starts with the bad and distressing news and you just wait for the last segment, which is the good news story? On Friday, I watched a recap of good news things that happened throughout 2022. The segment warmed my heart. Stories of parents and children, teachers and students, surprise homecomings, people helping people. We love good news. We need good news. Our Christmas celebration is a reminder for us that there are people who really need some good news. There are some people who really need a Savior. We all do, but there are some people who are in more desperate need. There are people who are victims of sin, terror, war, victims of evil. They need help. They need rescuing. They need good news. They need a Savior. There are people who are saturated in their own sin. They too need rescuing. They need forgiveness. They need transformation. They need good news. They need a Savior. There are people who are sick, in pain, suffering. They need healing. They need care. They need relief. They need good news. They need a Savior. There are people on death's door. There are people who are grieving deeply. They need comfort. They need hope. They need good news. They need a Savior. After the announcing angel proclaimed the good news is so great and it's so wonderful that the announcing angel is joined by a multitude of angels, a choir of angels, and they all give glory to God for the birth of the Savior. We're told that the angels announce peace to those whom God favors. Who does this include, those whom God favors? Does God favor a select few, a select nation, a select group? Not at all. The announcing angel has already told us God's good news is for all people. God favors all people. God desires peace for all people. God desires salvation for all people. No one is excluded. For my Christmas Day message tomorrow, I'm going to talk more about the shepherds. They were on the margins of society. They were outcasts. They were despised. They certainly needed good news. This really is a wonderful thing, that those on the margins, the outcasts, the despised, hear out loud from the angels that they are favored by God. This message from the angels comes directly from God. And it's a message that we as the church must embrace. We embrace that. God's good news is for all people. That's what we as the church embrace. God's good news is for all people, just as the angel said. I once heard a sermon where the preacher was explaining Paul's teaching that in Christ there's no distinction between rich and poor, slave or free, male or female. No distinction. The preacher then referred to the parable of the Good Samaritan, where a man was beaten up and left on the side of the road. The preacher said that at some time or other in our lives, every single one of us is beaten down so badly that no one can tell if we're rich or poor, slave or free, male or female. We're beaten down that much. In other words, we're all in this together. We all, at some point, get beaten down and hurt. That's why the angels came down to tell us that the good news is for all people. The good news is for everyone. This baby that's born is God become one of us. This Savior, this Messiah, has taken upon himself our human nature. He will become badly beaten. He will suffer. He will die for us. But it doesn't end there. This Savior, this Messiah, this Jesus was raised from the dead. Though it's not in the Bible, I like to picture the resurrection, Easter, as a moment when the Christmas angels returned. And in their returning, they sing on that Easter Sunday morning, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." It's a song of eternal, everlasting peace. And the angels sing that song on Resurrection Day. There's an ancient legend, actually, that existed before the time of Jesus, that tells us that after God created the world, a multitude of angels showed up and sang songs of praise after the sixth day of creation. On the seventh day, the multitude of angels sang. I would suggest tonight that the same multitude of angels that celebrated the creation of the universe and the creation of humanity is the same multitude of angels that sang at the birth of the Savior in that little town of Bethlehem. And the same multitude of angels returned to sing and celebrate the resurrection. Glory to God, indeed, for creation, for God become one of us, and for the resurrection to eternal life. Glory to God. I haven't talked yet about the first thing the announcing angel said. Do not be afraid. This is actually a pretty common thing for angels to say. An angel came to Mary, a pre-teenager, and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. Though you're a virgin, you're about to experience a miraculous pregnancy. You'll be an unwed mother in a culture that even stones girls and women to death for such things. And if that's not enough, the salvation of all people will rest on your pregnancy. No pressure. And this baby will be the Son of God. So, Mary, don't be afraid. Wow. The same words came to Joseph in a dream. Don't be afraid, Joseph. Take Mary as your wife. The angel came to Zechariah and Elizabeth, and the announcing angel said they would have a baby who we know as John the Baptizer. And the same words came to the women at the empty tomb. Do not be afraid. It seems as if fear would be pretty natural, a pretty natural response in these situations. But the angels are saying in this announcement of do not be afraid, that the gift of God becoming one of us, the gift of eternal life, these are not things to fear. God is with us. Do not be afraid. God is with us. Still, the truth is, there's plenty to be afraid of in the world. There's sin, evil, terrorism, violence, war, you name it. But if I got good news for you tonight, sin, evil, terrorism, violence, and war do not get the last word. The last word is the word become flesh. The last word is the word spoken on that night in Bethlehem when the angels sang. God gets the last word by the cross and resurrection of this baby born in Bethlehem. God gets the last word. And that last word is Jesus. Now, I've spoken over 1,000 words in this sermon so far. There's more to come. Let me suggest that on this night, God is gathering in the greatest parts of living as a human being. God is gathering in the joy, the peace, the love, the family, the friendships, the forgiveness, and of course, salvation. All the good things of life, all the great things of life, all the simple, ordinary things of life, all the divine things of life, God is gathering all of these in together. But God is also gathering in the most difficult parts of life. God is gathering in the sin, the suffering, the pain, the grief, the violence, the war, the hatefulness, the death. And then, as God gathers all of these things, God takes all of these parts of being human, good and bad, and wraps them together in swaddling clothes, wraps them together in bands of cloth. God gathers all of these things together, wrapping them together, all of what it means to be a human being, and God gives the name Jesus. A child is born to us in swaddling clothes, in bands of cloth. The Word became flesh in swaddling clothes. A son is given to us. In this newborn baby, God is with us. Let's conclude the sermon in prayer. And as you lift your prayer, hear in the depths of your soul an angel saying, God is with us. Pray for victims of sin. Pray now for those beaten down. Pray that God sends Good Samaritan angels to them, saying to them, God is with us. Pray for sinners, those causing pain, distress, and suffering to others and to themselves. Pray that God sends transforming angels to them, saying, God is with us. Pray for someone now who is suffering. Pray for someone who is dying. Pray for someone who is grieving. Pray that God sends healing. Pray that God sends comforting angels, healing angels to them. Angels that say, God is with us. Pray for those living on the margins. Pray for those who are outcast, those who feel outcast, those who are despised, those who feel despised. Pray that God sends them welcoming angels, saying, God is with us. God is with you. Sisters and brothers in Christ, pray and hear the voice of an announcing angel. Indeed, hear the voice of God for your own soul. Right now, for whatever you need, for your deepest needs, for your deepest concerns, for your deepest prayers. And hear the voice of the angels. Hear God saying, God is with us. Hear the announcing angel. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us.